Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God's children are nowhere in the Scriptures prohibited from drinking wine, yet they are given ample exhortations and warnings concerning the misuse and overindulgence of it. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. While these warnings do indeed exist in the Scriptures for good reason, the predominant consideration of wine in the Scriptures speaks to the blessing of the Lord's people. After the account of Noah's misuse of wine, the next mention of it is when Abraham was returning from engaging in battle with Chedorlaomer. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Is this not a picture of that which Christ has set forth for his children to remember his death until he comes? For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. We would not spend much time in either encouraging men in the drinking of wine, nor in abstaining from it. But we would desire to be found encouraging the saints of God to remember him who was crucified in our behalf. Is this not the cup of blessing which we bless? Often in the Old Testament, the house of Israel was told of the blessings which awaited them by the promise of wine in abundance. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Yet the carnal blessings of this world, wine included, are not to be compared to that greater blessing which the wine is given to portray. When Jacob blessed his sons from his deathbed, he singled out Judah as that one from whose house would come that one who is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garment in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. He is that same one of whom we read, Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winefat? I have trodden the winepress alone. Each time that a cup of wine is set before the sons of God, their eyes ought to be turned not upon the cup itself, but upon him who poured out his life's blood in their behalf. He who loved not his own life, but laid it down as a ransom for those whom he loved. The Lord's cup of red wine is the grandest of blessings for those who are athirst. Its power to quench that thirst is not diminished. He is that one who is mighty to save. None who drink from his cup shall ever perish, for it is a life-giving elixir to all who are given the privilege to taste it. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This cup is in the hand of the Lord. He giveth it to whomsoever he will. Some might ask who such a people are who are so privileged. They cannot be known except in one fashion, for they are such as call upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They are such as believe on him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Christ is that one who is the chief cornerstone of the kingdom of God. And whomsoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. His mercies are new every morning for those who are his, while his judgment awaits those who will not drink of his cup of red wine. Have you drunk of the Lord's cup?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.